hospitality. But also, Jase, we're looking at building some extra special spots around the Ledger Lawn. Keep an eye out for those in coming weeks. A Palm Springs-themed area for the general admission public. So great. If you want to just do it in a bit of a different style, that'll be the opportunity for you there, theraces.com.au.
Sounds fantastic, Brett. Looking forward to all those innovations. All right, I think that's all we've got today.
Good on you, Jase. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine joining us from the ATC. Sky Sports Radio Racing HQ, great to have you with us. 7 o'clock.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing present Racing HQ. The best start to every race day. Here comes the sun. Interviews, previews, and the latest tab markets make Racing HQ required listening as one of Sydney's biggest spring carnivals gets ready to launch. Racing HQ. Here comes
the sun. Brought to you by TAB. Here comes the sun. I
said, it's all right. 7 o'clock, Racing HQ. Great to have you with us. Jason Witham filling in for Andrew Bensley. And in our interview hour, we're now joined by Ron Duffersey. Good morning to you, Ron.
Yeah, good morning, Jason. Kensington track this today. It's we don't get that often. I quite like it. It's the meeting we've got to have before what happens next week, which is an amazing race day.
Yeah.
Just looking at the card there, and obviously highlighted by the Group 1 Wink Stakes, but some great backup races with the 3-year-olds as well, the colts and the Get Geldings and the fillies doing battle in their respective races. So today there could be a bit of value in this meeting. It's sometimes we think it's horses for courses, but we're working with a new surface that's played well, I must say. So maybe late in the day it's just chopped out a little bit on the inside, but it's getting better by the week, this Kensington track, and I think it deserves a Saturday status.
Yeah, no, 100% agree, and I guess it's the calm before the storm gives the course proper a chance to prepare its readiness. But a couple of interesting runners going around today, Ronnie. Looking forward to seeing Ren's Day go around, EastEnder and Wolf coming back.
Yeah, well, definitely. I think you've hit the nail on the head with the big three there. This Ren's Day has created a bit of interest. Obviously, his form lines have been well documented, and he's one of these imports that rarely they show gate speed, and he did show gate speed in his trial. So I'm more interested in what's going to happen with him in that last 10 minutes of betting, whether they want to latch on to him from the yard or whether they think, well, he might just need the run. But hopefully we can grill James later and see what his opinion of the horse is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll be interesting to chat to James later, and of course with some big chances down at Caulfield today as well, Duff. That's a huge day, isn't it? We see some stars returning today.
Yeah, definitely. A really solid meeting and at Caulfield, and I suppose all eyes are on Mystic Journey there. She has to live up to some huge booms that have been put on her, but maybe justifiably so. We'll have a look today.
Yeah, she's a beauty, all right. And just having a chat then with Adrian Bott. Good to see Mr. Songman coming back, who's on the Epsom path.
Yeah, look, he's off a decent break, and he's a horse that's had, I think, bone chips taken out of both front fetlocks. Just listening to your little interview with Adrian a minute ago, he seems happy enough with him that he's got him, his condition's fine. Like I say, he's had 231 days off, and all eyes are on him when he won that race by 7 lengths at the end of last preparation, running sizzling time. So he's got work to do from that outside draw with horses like Goldfinch and All Too Royal and Noble Joey all up underneath him there. We'll see what actually the marketplace does with him later in the day as well.
Yeah, that's right. The betting will be interesting with him in the last race. All right, let's get into our guests. John Thompson is joining us firstly. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning.
A couple of runners today. Duff will talk to you about Thy Kingdom Come a little bit later on. It's a great chance later on. But firstly, Commander, who you've got going around in race 5, high up in the market. He's a really honest type, isn't he? And racing well this preparation, and he gets Nash on today.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think Nash will suit the horse. He's done very well between rounds. Before he ran up Warwick Farm last start, he went down to the farm for a little freshen up, and probably just done that little bit traction well at the farm, but between runs, we've kept the work up to him, and he's going into today's race very well. I think the way he races, Kenzo should suit. And, yeah, it's a nice race for him, especially with all the scratchings.
Yeah, it's a perfect race for him, Johnny. He seems to be racing more consistently these days.
Yeah, he just took a bit to, you know, work it out. A lot better as a gelding. And, he's a somewhat honest horse, but I just think he ticks a lot of boxes today.
He seems... he's an on-pace runner without being a leader, and there's no leaders in this race, and he seems a bit one-paced. Would it worry you if he did lead?
Not at all. No, he can lead. Wouldn't be a problem.
Hmm. It's been a good week for the stable, hasn't it? You've had winners galore.
Yeah, I've had a few runners, and they're going well, and the boys are doing a good job.
Yeah. Like Kingdom Come, he's got the form here at the Kensington track, and he's got the good draw here.
Yeah, I was probably disappointed last start. I thought he was ready to go or forward enough, but he just sort of had that little bit tough run on a quick speed. He moved up like he was going to win, but he's just a run short. He's come on since that run, and I think today he's peaking, and he gets a lot of things in his favour today, barrier one, probably a weaker field, and he goes very well on the Kenzo.
Yeah. Where do you see him in the run? Is he just behind the speed?
He'll be up the front again if he leads good and well. If something else wants to take it up, we'll just sit off it. But he'll be in the first three for sure.
Yeah. He's a bold strider. Are you any concern at all with barrier one being cluttered away there?
No. I think he goes best when he gets the fence.
Okay.
He's the type of horse, if he's off the fence, they've got to sort of hold on to his head a bit, and he resents that a little bit. So at least on the fence, they can let his head go, and he relaxes a bit more.
A couple of runners at Kembla, Achilles, he won a trial.
Yeah, he's going well. Probably improved with the run.
And Republic's a rough hope.
Rough hope.
Yeah. Dreamforce, happy with the way he's ticking along?
Very happy. He had a very soft trial, his first trial, and his second trial. He made a bit of an effort and trialled nicely, and that trial's really sort of switched him in the gear, and he's come on since, and looking forward to next Saturday.
Okay, beauty. Good luck today. Hope the luck continues.
Thank you.
Good on you, John. There he is, John Thompson. Yeah, he's had a great run, Duff, hasn't he? I was just having a look back at his last dozen runners. He's taken to the races, 4 winners and 5 place getters.
Not bad. not bad. I think sweet deal last Saturday. I think he had a double on Wednesday, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Sable's in good form at the right time of year.
Yeah, it's a good formula to follow, isn't it? Follow the hot trainer.
Yep.
and John Thompson certainly got the hot hand at the moment. And Commander and Vikingdom Come. I think Vikingdom Come looks a great chance over on today.
Yeah, they've both got good chances. They're in very, very suitable races. They're not strong. It's their class. It's the right time of their preparation, and they'd be both very, very well fancied.
Yeah, well, Commander is $4, equal favourite at the stage in race 5, and race 8, Vikingdom Come, is the $3.80 favourite for that one from barrier number 1 with the hot jockey James McDonald aboard. Kieran Maher is now joining us on HQ. Good morning to you, Kieran. Kieran, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Just the one runner today in Sydney, All Too Royal, back from a spell today with some good fresh form and a sound trot.
Yeah, the horse has come up really well. He had a great preparation last time around up there in Sydney, and he seems to have come up. He had a nice break, and he's come up well. His trials have been good, and the race doesn't matter. Really well for him. He's probably going to have to take his medicine and probably just come off the speed a little bit. But there looks to be good speed in the race, so I think he can. He'll just need a little bit of luck, but he's in good order.
Yeah, he's just so genuine, Kieran.
He is. Yeah, he went from, I think he was racing sort of almost 64 grade all the way through to almost the open company last prep. So. He is very progressive and pretty straightforward.
Just quickly on your Melbourne runners, Dubious, how's he come on since the Queensland winter?
He seems in great order. I was just hoping it didn't rain too much. I think the track's come up for 5 and you never know, we might get an upgrade. But he's had a short break, and his trial at Cranbourne the other day was quite good. He's quickened up nicely, and he's ready to go. Yeah, he's in good order. He's only a small field now. I think there's six runners, so he's got a good chance. I think the horse at Friedman's got a good chance also, but I'm pretty very happy with him.
Race six, the fillies, Bella Rossa, she has some talent, and Sea Tonic Fitness.
Sea Tonic, I think, will come out. That's a hot race, that. And
yeah.
Bella, she's drawn wide and probably wants it a little bit wetter. And just given the depth of the race, we'll bring her out. But Bella Rossa, she'll bounce and land on the bunny. And as I said, it's a very hot race. But, hopefully she can finish in the first three.
Ken's Dream in race seven. He's got very good second up stats. Could he surprise at odds?
Well, we just thought he needed a bit of time after his first up run. He sort of didn't bounce through that. But that's why we gave him the extra bit of time. His work was good on Tuesday, and I expect him to improve.
Race eight, Cliff's Edge. He's good. He was good first up and loves the track.
He was. He's come on a lot, Cliff's Edge. He's run into a pretty slick race, but he has. You know, he did have a long time off. He's a big bull. He's definitely will come on. His work on Tuesday was great. So in that class of field, you know, he's. You know, he's going to be riding, and I think he's in a top three chance again.
And Canedna, well, she's not noted first up, but these horses, resuming off of Queensland Prep, usually sprint pretty well in August.
Yeah, but she's definitely one that you can really notice. She's took a lot of residual fitness from her Queensland campaign, and just seems in good order. Quickened up nice the other day. Worked with Cliff's Edge on Tuesday and was quite sharp. So, you would think in that grade she would want the run and probably the mile, but she is in good order.
And Grey Shadow, he's a nice enough horse with good fresh form.
Yeah, Grey Shadow is in good order. Track and distance, fresh. There's a lot to like about it. So it's in good order and it's a good winning chance.
You're a busy man. I just want to ask you about Loving Gabby. How's she ticking along?
Ticking along well. She had just an easy in-hand gallop this morning. She'll trial, have a gallop next week and trial the following week, and probably goes to the Atlantic Jewel, I think,
okay.
en route to the Guineas.
Beautiful. Good luck today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, Kieran. Kieran Maher with a great team at Caulfield today. He could easily walk away with a couple of winners there. And also, all Troy Royal, not without a chance there in race eight, Duff.
Oh, yeah, he was a marvellous last preparation. He had eight runs. He won five in town. He ran 2 seconds. And when he did have that tough run at the end, they put him straight in the paddock. So you don't see horses do that in one preparation. And he just had a tremendous will to win, and I wouldn't rule him out.
No, exactly, and it's only the sticky draw against, but he has run second. He's only 10 times at this track as well, so he's got form here as well.
He certainly does.
Yeah. All right, time to move on now to Nash Rewilla, who's joining us on HQ. Good morning to you, Nash.
Good morning.
Good book today. We'll start with race two. You jump on board Connemara. She's been the bridesmaid this campaign with 4 straight seconds. She certainly deserves a victory.
Yeah, absolutely. Hoping to turn that round. Find this is a nice race for her. Lovely draw. She'll just get a nice run there on the speed and be very competitive, you know. It's hard to knock her for them.
Mm.
Ran into a good one last time, so just hoping we can get there today.
Race three, you're on concrete for Joe Cleary. He's a fast horse, Nash.
Yeah, big, old, strong-looking bugger. Yeah, certainly an interesting ride. He knows how to win. He's sort of won his last 4 and first up today. And I guess we'll get a bit of an idea where he's going. Is it because the Osco race coming up that he'd be eligible for? So hopefully he can show that he's come back in good form and on track for that.
In that same race, you won on Making Whoopee the other day. You can't make the weight here. What'd you make of her?
Oh, really nice. Really nice mare. It was second start in a race last time and jumped brilliantly, and we were able to sort of take up the front and, kicked away on the corner there. It was a great win, and it's she's a horse that you'd expect would only improve and lightly raced, you know, so certainly be one of the main chances.
November Man in race 4, he likes the track and distance. You might suit him.
Yeah, look, I hope so. I trialled him the other day. It was only a very quiet trial. I didn't switch him on at any stage, just kept him shut down, and he just basically had to gallop around and felt good. And as you say, he's got very good consistent form at the track and distance, and with the speed on, if he just lets the speed go as he normally does, and hopefully he can power him over the top of him late.
Command is a good ride in race 5. He's he has to be one of the good chances here.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to make his own luck, you know, just jump well and be positive and see how it pans out the race. But he's obviously, he's going to put himself right on the bunny and be another terrific chance on the day with those scratchings out. It's made the race a lot more open.
Etymology for Godolphin, he's a bit of a long shot, but can pull a run out fresh.
Well, I think he can. Yeah, I think he's obviously a well above average stayer, but as we all know, they can pull out a run fresh. And he's a couple of trials he's had, he's just sort of cantered round, but looked really good late. So, just a nice to have a ride for the stable, and hopefully he sort of shows that he's finishing off well and come back in good form.
Did you ride Ren's Day in the trial?
Yeah, I did.
What did you make of him?
I was really taken by him. He's a beautiful, strong horse, terrific attitude, and he'll be the one to beat in the race for sure. He's got a lot of class about him.
Okay. Falcon Island resumes from a long spell in race 8 for good supporters in Dynamic.
Yes. Look, I've had a little bit to do with this horse at the track, and I've rode him quite a few gallops and been taken by him on a few occasions. He's a really nice galloper, and he's sort of going to go forward and put himself on the speed. And he certainly had the work. He's had the grounding to be fit enough to be competitive today, and it looks a nice race for him to kick off in.
And you finish with Legend of Condor. He's been gelded this prep. If he puts his mind on things, he's got the ability.
Yeah, his form sort of tapered off there, whether that was a little bit to do with it. His trial, he looked really keen and looked to sort of sweat up a bit and things like that. So hopefully, we can just get him into a nice rhythm and sort of relax him early, and his last 300 could be his best, because he's certainly got the ability, and been gelding and having that bit of a spell sort of got him back in good form. He'd be very, very hard to beat.
You're back into the swing of things, and you've done an amazing job controlling your weight.
Yeah, I'm really happy with my weight, Duff. I'd normally go as far as saying it's the best it's ever been in my life. I haven't sort of tried to push it too much and ride too light yet, but because I don't want to sort of go trying to pull off an extra kilo and then getting that seesaw situation happening. So happy to just float along, keep working hard, and it's just, it's been a lot of hard work, don't worry, but I'm very happy with it. I started watching it just after Christmas, so I'm sort of getting the rewards now.
Yeah, you're getting good support from various stables, which is a good sign.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I've had tremendous support, and a lot of old connections that have you know, just wrapped to have me back, and which is great. And, you know, I just hope over the next sort of few weeks that we can sort of pick up a few nice horses for the carnival. And, yeah, really looking forward to it. It's great.
And it's the right time of year to be up and going, because there's some big prize money up for grabs in the next few months, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work, mate.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Nash. Nash Rewiller joining us. And Duff, it's great to see Nash back, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. Everyone loves Nash. He stands over his horses. He gets the best out of them. He's a terrific rider. He's proven at the top level.
Yeah, that's right. And I think punters appreciate having Nash Rewiller around too. He's certainly a jockey you can follow with a lot of confidence. You know, you've got to run for your money with Nash.
For sure.
Just before we move on, I've been asked a few times this week, been out in the country this week at places like Narromine and Forbes and Dubbo about John Grisdale, who had a fall at Lismore a week or so ago. Just an update there. He has had surgery. He had some concussion and also had a fractured foot and ankle and a clavicle. And the surgery went well. And his clavicle was fixed in Lismore Hospital. All his other injuries are being treated conservatively, and the doctor said he'll be seeing John in 2 weeks for a follow-up. So he's on the mend, so that's good.
Great news.
Yeah.
Great news. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever seen, Johnny Grisdale.
Yeah, exactly. He's been around a long time and does a great job, and we wish him all the best and all of his family. And Stacey Metcalf's getting better too. She had a fall a few weeks ago now, and she's doing some physio, and I think we'll be riding back at track work in September, so that's good news as well. We're about to be joined by Peter Snowden. G'day, Pete.
Morning, Jason, Ronnie.
G'day, Pete.
Thanks for joining us, Pete. A few runners in today at the Kenzo. Interesting to see this colt back. Ozzy, the three-year-old, competitive in the top two-year-old races last prep, and a couple of trials heading in. How forward is he back at the races?
He's had a couple of trials. Happy enough with him, and as you say, two or three starts had last prep all in against what turned out to be some good quality amongst them, and he's very competitive there. So hopefully, I thought it was a nice race to kick him off on this time in, although it's never easy to beat the older horses. But I just thought at home, 1100 is a nice race to kick him off in this prep.
Pete, the jury's out on both his trials. We know he's got nice credentials. He seemed to be having a bit of a think about things and wanting to pull up or hang or do something wrong in that trial, that latest trial.
Yeah, just a touch quirky, Ronnie. We've got wingers on him today, and he seemed to be more receptive with those and probably better ridden off speed rather than leading with him. His runs prior to that, all bar one, was he sat off horses and chased quite solidly. So our plan today will be to be riding just off the speed, in a stalking position. Hopefully he's stopping in front of him, just keeping concentrating and working to the line.
Okay, so all in all, you're pretty happy with the way he's come up, though.
Yeah, he looks in good order. He's probably carrying a little bit of condition. He's going to improve a lot from today, but he's done a lot of work. Two trials he's had, so he's more than ready for today.
Natalia, in race four, she had good form prior to last start, and obviously it was probably not the right part of the track she was in there.
I think it's pretty fair. I was quite confident that day until we seen about race four or five. It was just terrible on the inside, even though she does handle the ground, it's just much inferior to what it was out wide. Better track today, nice soft draw again, freshened nicely. She's probably carrying as much weight as she's ever carried, so a bit of a freshened up, done a world of good. And I think she's in with a chance today in an even race. From that good draw, she's in with a good chance.
Okay, race 8 Bull Market. I thought he did enough first up, 1400 now and dropping in weight.
Yeah, he's drawn okay. I thought he's got a pass for his Canterbury run. Another day where it's pretty hard to make out ground. He came from second last to finish, been probably three quarters of length, so I thought his effort wasn't bad there. His second form was a lot better than his first up form, and going to 7 furlongs is probably the right call for him this stage of his prep. But, going nicely, and he's a good each way chance.
Talk to me about Murillo. He's in his second racing prep in Australia. He's always trialled well. Have you worked him out yet?
I hope so. Most of them, everyone that I've spoke to and seen about European horses, they're always better the second time through. His work was good first time, but it's been very good this time through. He had a lot of feed issues first time through. This time through, touch wood, we haven't had any. So I think there's a couple of ticks there. His only one and only trial I thought was very good here at Randwick, albeit only a 7:40 trial, but I've kept him really fresh Ready is probably a 7 furlong horse when really ready. But nice and fresh today off a nice draw. What looks to be a good genuine tempo there. He should get his chance there. I'm quite confident he'll run well.
You've dragged him back in his two race starts, and in his trials he showed brilliant speed. Could he race, even though it's the short of his best distance, can he race closer today?
Yeah, he will be as close as we can without being at him. It looks to be, to me, I thought there's good genuine speed there, but we've got a good gate, so we'll do enough to hold a spot, and that means he's in the first 4 or 5, that'll be great. But if he gets back another pair, I'm not too worried, because they've got to come to an end somewhere. They're not A-graders, and if he's good enough, he should be able to pick them up. But I'm happy with him. I think when he gets up over more ground, when he's to 1400, he definitely will race in the first 2 or 3 for sure. That's probably the way he'll race better. But just for today, I won't put him out of his comfort zone, but we'll be as close to a can without being at him.
Mm-hmm. Caulfield, cheerleader, fast filly, nice jump out.
Yeah, good trial. I only gave it once. She's not a gross filly, but the trial was very good. Work's been great since. Just would have loved to do a better gate against these sort of fillies, but it's probably not the grand final for all of these today. There might be an opportunity to ride her just off the speed just to see how she hits the line. But I'll leave it up to Damien. He's a good rider. He knows the filly well. And if they're all looking at one another in the first 200 metres, wanting to lead, we'll go across and lead. But there looks to be a little bit of pace there on paper if they use it. So there'll be options for Damien to either go forward or go back, depending on the pace in the first 300 metres.
Grant Rosso, are you happy with him?
His trials have been good. He's in old stages, have been around quite a bit. He's had a good spell. He had a little bit of a ligament injury before he went out, but he's been given the longest spell he's ever had, probably. And his work's been great. He's sharp enough. So his two trials have both been solid. Bit of an ask today, possibly, but I can't knock him the way he's been working and trialling.
Best chance at Kembla?
Some nice horses starting there. The two in the first both go very good. I can see them sort of winning in town. And extraordinary. He's a really nice horse that showed off a couple of runs last prep. He's above average, and hopefully he can kick off with a win today in a 1400-metre maiden.
It's education, two-year-old time. Will you have any representation at the two-year-old trials?
Oh, yes, I think we'll be there in numbers. Got some really nice horses going forward. It's only 4 or 5 weeks to go, so they're not far away, but we'll put a bit more acid on them over the next 2 or 3 weeks. But some really well-bred horses. Paul and I have been very lucky to pick up, so hopefully there's something amongst them that can put his hand up and be worthy.
Beauty. Good luck today, Pete.
Appreciate it, Ronnie. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. Peter Snowden joining us there with a terrific team in both Sydney and Melbourne today, and plenty to look forward to as he heads towards another big spring and an Everest defence stuff.
Yeah, look, he's the pressure's on him now, Redzel. I forgot to ask you about Redzel. He's two straight, and he's got another Guernsey, so I think he's down to, there's a decent set of trials there. On, yeah. When is it, Monday or Tuesday? I had a look last night.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is amazing, isn't it? Yeah, it's a cavalcade of stars, no doubt. We'll continue with our interviews in just a moment. To just give you an update on the scratchings, they stand at the moment. So we'll get into these at 10 to 8 with finality. But in race 1 at the Kenzo today, 7 Smooge, 10 Bella Star, as well as 13 and 14, 7, 10, 13, 14, race 2 clear. Third race, number 1, Miss Invincible, number 1. The fourth one, Lagerfeld, 9 Witherspoon, 1 and 9. Race 5, 2 Wolf goes around in race 6. 4 Groundbreak, 7 Shock Alert, 10 Orbit Gone, 2, 4, 7, 10. Race 6, it's 3 Mask of Time, 12 Tory Joy, 3 and 12. The 7th clear. Race 8, 7 Canarchi, 11 Torosso, 7 and 11. And race 9, 3 Malahat and 11. Best guess are out. We'll take a short break. Back soon on HQ.
Does your small business need new equipment, another renovation, a little more stock, or even some extra staff? A business loan could help. Look no further than OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion globally. So for a loan to grow your business with money in your account as fast as the next business day, visit ondeck.com.au now. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Here we go, and the wing. Spring Stakes and they're off and racing.
Celebrate the first Group 1 of the racing season at Royal Randwick for Winx Stakes Day on Saturday, August 24. Headlined by the $500,000 Group 1 Winx Stakes.
But here she comes, Winx, right down the outside.
Book your winter racing hospitality package and share the warmth with winter racing. Winx Stakes Day at Royal Randwick. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Mum, how great are the latest generation soundbars?
You can hear the leaves rustling softly in a breeze.
You can hear footy players swearing.
You can hear hummingbirds' wings fluttering.
You can hear explosions even louder.
Oh, yes, Lionel.
And wait till you hear this. Save 50% on a soundbar when you buy a matching TV 55 inches and above at Bing Lee.
Did I hear that right?
Yes, Mum. 50% off soundbars with TVs 55 inches and above.
Right now at Bing Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott have a filly with fabulous looks by Lonro. Champion three-year-old, champion miler, horse of the year and champion sire with 83 stakes winners. From Mona Leisha, a city-winning two-year-old, our filly is a half-sister to four winners, including Group 3 place Billy the Kid. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this lovely Lonro filly at $12,925 per share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to Racing HQ on this Saturday morning. Ron Duffercy and Jason Witham with you on the 7 till 8 interview hour. After 8 o'clock, Lynn Munsey and Simon Dinopoulos will join us to preview the Kensington meeting. Just before we move on, Duff, it'd be a good story if Elegant Ellen was to win the highway today, of course, for Richard and Luke Clark. We saw Richard suffer those catastrophic injuries in that stable incident a little while ago. He's on the mend, but can't get to the races this day. But still a little unbalanced, and can't travel or handle the horses. But he's able to supervise the stable, and it'll be a terrific story if Richard and Luke were able to get Elegant Ellen home. It looks a bit of a chance in that race as well, Duff.
She's a huge query and resumes with no official trial, but she has good fresh form. She's been placed on the Kensington track, and at her last placing at this Kensington track, that was a strong highway because there was nine winners that have already come out of that race. So she's definitely a yard and market watch, and she's pretty well untapped too with only having the 10 starts.
Yeah, 100%. I think she's a bit of a chance. $13 currently with Tab fixed odds. Best of luck to Team Clark today. Joining us now is Rod Northam. G'day, Rod.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Mike Taggerson resumes today. Not a noted first up performer. How forward is he fresh today, the 7-year-old?
Yeah, look, he's had two trials. Something I haven't done with him before. Had a nice evening trial, the first one, and then we asked him to do something the second trial. And he tried really well. So, although he's done nothing first up, he's probably in a better place than he's been first up before.
Well, what was his issues, Rod? He's had well over a year off, 463 days. He's now a 7-year-old. What was the issue?
Well, originally we had some feet trouble. We gave him a good break. Get over that. Then when he came back in, he had a bit of pain in his knee. Nothing that could be operated on, or a bit of cartilage damage that needed to repair. So we just gave him a good 6-7 months off, and was porting back steady, a lot of swimming. Just tried to look after him, and fingers crossed so far. He's been nice and sound. So he's just given him a bit of time to get over those issues.
It's really, he's got the strong form lines here. When you look at his form, he's got, you know, that provincial championship qualifiers and provincial championship finals and whatever. It's solid form.
It is good form, yeah, you're right. And he is, you know, as I said, I think I've got him pretty close today, but he just generally takes a run. He can get a bit hot in the yard first up.
Mm.
So it'll be interesting to see how he is in the yard. If he's not too silly in the yard, I think he'll run well.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that today, and, well, best of luck with him.
car. Thank you very much.
And Rod, just before we let you go, I know we spoke the other day at Quirindi, but for those who didn't catch that, how's after all that going as he heads towards well, a possible return in the Kosciuszko?
Yeah, he's super. He's super. He's had a bit of a luckless prep last time, but he'll probably run in the shorts or a benchmark race the same day, same sort of plan as we did last year. The tickets will be drawn before then, and people will be able to have the option to take him before and get a better deal than what they'll get hopefully afterwards if he runs well, which is what happened last year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's lots to look forward to with him, and let's hope he comes back and gets a bit more luck than he had in up north earlier this year. Thanks for your time, Rod.
Not a problem. Thank you both very much.
Okay, there's Rod Northam with yeah, handy chance today, my Tiger son, if he can find his best form fresh stuff.
No, I think he's huge odds. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think he's... if I'll keep an eye on him in the yard, as Rod advised us to do there, but I'm happy enough with his comments about the horse, and I could just see him sitting off a bit of speed here and really finishing off well.
Yeah, 100%. All right, so we're about to be joined by Anthony Cummings, who's joining us now. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Duff will have a chat to you about some of your other runners in just a moment, but I'm interested to see Constellations returning today. Well, she had a really good first prep there. That win at Newcastle really stuck in the memory. How's she done since then, since her let-up and the two trials?
Yeah, very good. Pretty happy. The trials we got out of those, what we were looking for, and she goes in today's race sort of fit well, and... you know, she went up to, everyone sort of runs up to the race she put forward at Newcastle. She's going to be hard to hold out, I'd say.
And do you think you've got her in that form, Anthony?
Oh, I think so. Certainly fitness not an issue. Seems pretty healthy and well, and she was sort of happy walking around the stable in this afternoon. Was pretty bright this morning, just coming out for a bit of a trot and a look around. So she's in a good spot, I think.
Okay. A couple of runners in race three, Making Whoopee. Looks a big brute of a thing.
It is, yeah, very strong. For the sake of it, it's probably taking a bit extra time to get to where she's at right now. Still a little bit sort of goofy at different times under pressure, but she's very fast and, you know, I think she's very good. So, bit of an awkward gait. Checked the posture this morning and really just trying to leave it to him, see how she jumps, and he could work out a bit on their own, much like Nash did first up. So we'll just wait and see what happens, but she's certainly good enough to, you know, trouble the others.
Yeah, and she's got a bit of a pedigree to back her up, being by High Chaparral, so things might be promising for later on with her.
Yeah, she's out of a sister to a half-sister to Mr. Stunning, who's one of the best sprinters in Hong Kong, so... yeah, that probably speaks well of our prospects of the shorter trip as well.
Okay. I noticed overnight there's good support for Exotic Ruby. Does she shape up anywhere here?
Yeah, I think so. I was really pleased with the first up win. She had a few trials, sure, but she was just a bit of a slow learner, I think. Her work leading into that first up run had been quite good. The run was probably better than her work. But she's come out of that really well, and I think it's sort of someone turned the light on there somewhere. And so she goes there from good gate. I think probably Making Whoopee's a better horse for the two, but Exotic Ruby's going to get the right run. And in a race where there looks to be a fair bit of speed, she's probably going to be third set of pairs and be quite strong in the finish.
Nice race, nice setup for November Man. I think Nash will suit him too.
Oh, me too. You know, he can usually find a way to run second. Nash is great with those sorts of horses. And, you know, while typically he's been a little bit shy inside horses, I don't think Nash is going to let him get away with that. He's come back really well off that short let-up. So, yeah, with the wet tracks around at the time, just seemed silly to persevere with that. So gave him some time off at Wild Oats, and he just spent some time in the water walker there and just to come out of paddock. He was still reasonably forward when he came back. Really pleased with his trial, certainly with his track work, and you know he goes out, you know, safe to be assessed at his best.
And after race one today, are they both arriving? The Prince and Libertini after race one gallop.
Yep. So they'll both be there. Kieran's in Melbourne today, so Nash will fill in for him on Prince Farwise. Couldn't get Tommy off Libertini with a crowbar, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. No.
There's not a saddle big enough in Australia for all the jockeys that want to be on her back.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. She's there and she's in the form. Trial's been really good, but I just thought she was a little bit fresh still. And so the trip to the races was sort of something I planned to do a couple of weeks ago. And then when Prince Fowler was going to go there for a gallop, it just seemed to make sense that she should do the same thing. And that'll sort of top her off nicely for next week.
Are you going to do much with them?
Oh, they'll just run a half mile, just sort of 4 and 3, and sort of let the worst do the best sort of thing.
Okay.
These two have worked together quite a few times. Libertini and a gallop like that sort of shows off a bit more.
Yeah.
The other guy just sort of mopes along, sort of just short of her head.
Yep.
Every time she goes faster, he goes faster as well. So just sort of waits for someone to tell him to do something.
Right.
He's a pretty relaxed dude.
Yep, all right, well, exciting times, and I can't wait to see him today.
Yes, sure. What are their spring targets, Anthony, both of those horses?
Oh, everything. the filly goes towards the Princess Series. And Prince Farwise, certainly Bunda the Rose, Golden Rose,
yep.
Caulfield Guineas are pretty much etched in stone, and then given that his form warrants that he'll go to the Cox Plate.
All right, exciting times ahead. Many thanks for your time this morning, Anthony.
Thank you.
Okay, there's Anthony Cummings. Yeah. Prince Farwaz, $15 at the moment for the Golden Rose, Duff. It's going to be a hot race this year.
No, it certainly is. We've got some lovely three-year-olds.
We sure do. Exceedance the favourite with Tab at this stage at $8 ahead of Yes, Yes, Yes at $9. So, lots to look forward to there, isn't there? And really looking forward to that as well. All right, to Sky Sports Radio, it's now 19 minutes to 8 o'clock, and in about 10 minutes' time, we'll start to get into the scratchings. Constellation's Anthony's horse. She's a nice filly. I think she might be suited up to a mile, Duff, and maybe even a bit further.
Yeah, okay, I don't think she's relatively lightly raced, and she's only had one run in a first prep and three runs last prep. So, she gives the impression that she's going to run at least a mile.
Okay, Michael Hawkes is about to join us now. Good morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Jason. How are you?
Very well, thanks. A few runners around the place today. We might start with God of Thunder in the fourth race. Has been gelded. A bit of a sticky gate today, but he's got some good speed.
Yeah, it has. Obviously, we accepted with him last week at Canterbury, and he drew wide there, so we elected to scratch the Wednesday week before. He's done well. He's unfortunately drawn the car park again, but the right race, right benchmark race. He's come back. He's been gelded. He's trialled well, and he should run very good.
Does that force you to ride him a little bit quieter, the barrier?
Oh, Duff, honestly, you've got to ride him. Last time in, he actually wanted to jump and sort of get running, and Brenton sort of got the task, obviously, last prep to try and get him to relax, and we've been trying to teach him that. But in all fairness, when you're drawn 14, honestly, you've just got to worry about your own horse, and they'll probably want to boot up and kick underneath you. So long as he's balanced, it's not about where he is in the run, it's about how he's travelling. So if that's forward, back, in or out, that's up to Brenton to decide. So as far as we're concerned, just get him out of the barriers and then let him, have his own head and just get him in a rhythm and where he needs to be. But Kensington's not too bad there for 1,000. There's only one half a corner, so I don't really see it being much of a concern, to be honest.
No, and horses have travelled wide at this Kensington track and got the job done. Noshio, perfect race for him if he backs up.
That's the query. Last start was a great run here at Rose Hill. He actually appreciates a bit of room, to be fair, and it's probably been his best run on the fence. He hit the line good. He just probably got held up momentarily, but he really sort of hit the line well. And for today, the right race, we've taken a claim. It's a small field, and he comes right into it. So looks super. We've just kept him nice and easy all week. But the biggest thing is what you've said, if he can back up or not. If he can, he's going to be right in the finish.
First head, inside draw could see some improvement.
I thought it was an average ride last start, to be fair. They walked, and Tommy should have got going earlier from the 600, and he sprinted home, and he had no hope where he was, in my opinion. So even though he did draw wide that day, I still think that the tempo wasn't up to him. But today he's drawn a good barrier. It's the right race again. Same thing. You've just got to have him where he's happy, and just get him in the right tempo and let it all work out himself.
Ground break, Melbourne form's okay.
Melbourne form, he's been good. Last start at Sandown, he got back and had to go back to last. He's for a dwelt the start a touch and he rocketed home and ran fourth. And even the start before that at Caulfield, you know, he sort of got caught wide even though he had cover and had to sort of get out and really hit the line. So Wayne tells me he's flying. My wife's the part owner, so I was happy to hear that. And, you know, it's the right race. He's done everything right. He looks a picture and... back at Kensington, and he should run really good.
And tell me, well, she's pretty sharp, and she's one for one at this track and distance. I know it's not an easy race, but she fits in somewhere here.
Yeah, she does. Once again, same thing. Wayne said she's flying as well, even though her last run at Caulfield, if you actually go back and look at the replay, it was a huge run. She was caught deep, and she still attacked the line. And, you know, we've always had a nice opinion of her. Wet tracks have probably been her downside, and today she gets a good track, and even last start was soft, and she really hit the line. So, look, she's flying as well. Wayne's setting up two nice horses that are going well, and they really do fit the profiles today to be in the right races.
What does Wayne say about Silent Roar and Dirty Work at Caulfield?
Yeah, both first up today. They're both going really good. Dirty Work, he's a really nice horse. He went here in Sydney and probably just had enough of his second run when we sent him down to Melbourne. And he's first up. He's really good. He's nice and sharp. Expect him to run well. And Silent Roar, she's first up as well. Obviously, her mile, she loves her mile. It's 1,400 today. She should run good, but she'll definitely improve whatever she does today.
You've got a couple of nice horses at Kembla today. This Human Nature and Araki.
Human Nature, lovely all too hard colt. Stuart Ramsey's. We gave him one start back last prep and he won at Kensington. And he's actually a really, really nice horse. He's come back strong. His trial was very good. We decided to take him to Kembla. He's drawn awkward in barrier 11. I don't see that being an issue. He's done well, looks good and should be winning.
Yeah.
And Araki, yeah, 1,400 first up, Derby horse. Lovely fast-hand horse. His trials have been good. I think as he gets on in distance, I think he'll be better for it. And it's a nice starting point, but he'll run good too. There's actually really two good chances down there.
Geez, you got some nice horses. I see Trope trialled at, was it Hawkesbury? And the name on everyone's lips is Exceedance. They all ticking along okay?
Yeah, they're good. Trope, he'll step out next Saturday in the 1,200-metre race, and that's where his... kickoff point is. He had a nice, easy, quiet trial here at Rose Hill. Went to Hawkesbury and we asked him to do a bit more and he really hit the line solid. We were very happy with him. He's come back a lot bigger and stronger. I think more mentally mature now, Duff. He was sort of a boy. Now he's grown into a man and he really looks the part. So hoping he can take off where he left off. And obviously Exceedance, he's ticking over nicely. He'll probably trial either next Friday or the following Tuesday at Randwick. And he's going really good too. So we've got some lovely, nice horses. Great bunch of young horses coming through, which we're happy with. And they're about to step out shortly.
Exciting times ahead. Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Good luck, Michael. Thank you very much for joining us. Michael Hawkes there with a good team. They have got a terrific stable, haven't they, heading into the spring, Duff?
No, they can find a good horse, can't they?
Yeah.
And they know how to treat a good horse as well. They place them so well and... they can get them ready for grand finals, and they do a sensational job.
Yeah, 100%. So we've got a couple of minutes before we get into our scratchings. I noticed Jag Guthman Chester will be another addition to our riding ranks soon, Duff.
I missed that.
Apprentice up there. He was at Bruce Hill up in Queensland. He's just short of his 21st birthday, 51 city winners. And he's coming down with Matthew Smith for a three-month stint at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that. I know it's going to be tough for him at this time of year with the carnival and whatever, but if there's one thing Sydney racing lacks, is a little bit of depth in our apprentice ranks.
Mm.
We need another two or three really solid city apprentices. You know, I know we've already got a few, you know. Obviously, Robbie Dolan's he's got the 1.5 now, and he's our leading apprentice, and Chris Williams is not doing a bad job, and there's a couple of others riding well, but we just need a little bit another one or two. So I think he'll. I hope he gets support, that boy.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. Well, we saw Sam Weatherly head home, I think, didn't we, recently? So, so yeah, you're right. There is a bit of a gap there, and Jag does okay. I think he's got a head on his shoulders older than his years.
And I'm happy to see Jean Van Overmeyer back today. He's a talented rider, but he's just injury problems that he's had. You know, but he might be ready to stamp his authority again soon.
Yeah, let's hope so. I think he's going to make a terrific jockey as he matures. It's now 10 to 8 on Sky Sports Radio, Racing HQ and Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central, wherever you're watching or listening to us around Australia. Good to have you with us. We're about to head into today's scratchings for all of our New South Wales and the major metropolitan meetings around the country. So let's make a start with the meeting today at the Kensington Track in Sydney and at Randwick today. The scratchings read this way. Race 1, number 7, Smooge, 10, Bella Star, as well as 13, Palais de Louvre and 14, Two Ducks Artie. 7, 10, 13 and 14. Race 2 is clear. The third race, number 1, Miss Invincible, number 1. Race 4, 1 Lagerfeld and 9 Witherspoon, 1 and 9. Race 5, scratchings are 2 Wolf, 4 Groundbreak, 7 Shock Alert, 10 All But Gone, 2, 4, 7 and 10. Race 6, it's 3 Mask of Time and 12 Tory Joy, 3 and 12. Race 7 is clear. Race 8, number 7 Canarchi and 11 Torosso, 7 and 11. And race 9, it's 3 Malahat and 11 Best Guest, 3 and 11. In race 4, the riders there, 8 Want to Get a What, Josh Richards. And race 4, number 10, Designer Made, will be Robbie Dolan. We await the rider on number 15 in the first race there, Embezzlement, the Emergency, who gets the run. Let's have a look now at our other major New South Wales meeting at Kembla Grange this afternoon. They've also got a good track. They've got a good 3. It's a good 4 rating on the Kenzo. At Kembla Grange in race 1, take out 6, Camellia Legend, number 6. Race 2, number 6, Heavenly Glory, number 6. Third race is clear. The fourth, it's number 1, All But Gone. Race 4, number 1. Race 5, 7, Twilight Sun and 12, Twice as Special, 7 and 12. Race 6, it's 2, Splendid Surprise and 3, Mervate, 2 and 3. Race 7, 3, Philanthropist, 6, Antarctic Ocean and 10, Nevada Sunrise, as well as the Emergency, 15, Sir Maze. 3, 6, 10 and 15. And race 8, numbers 11, Embezzlement, as well as the Emergencies of 16, Impatience, 17, Golly Unlucky, and 18, Sheer Madness, 11, 16, 17, and 18. No late rider alterations there at Kembla Grange. They are the scratchings for Kembla. We'll move on to another New South Wales meetings in just a moment, but let's get into the scratchings today for Caulfield. Group 2 PB Lawrence Stakes, the ruling Cox Plate favourite Mystic Journey, resuming from a spell. The All-Star Mile and Australian Guineas winner. In Victoria today at Caulfield, we see a soft 5 track. And I did have some showers pass across yesterday. Jason Kerr saying not much chance of an upgrade, so should be a soft 5. Rail out 10 metres today. Race 1, the scratchings are 8 Condor Heroes, 11 I Am Queen, 8 and 11. Race 2, it's number 3 Pop Queen, number 3. The third is clear. Race 4, number 1 Snowano, 7 Sam's Image, 12 Angelic Spirit, and the Emergency 15 Betty Ray Ruby. 1, 7, 12 and 15 out of race number 4. Race 5, it's 5 Condos Express. 6 Aussie goes around in Sydney, so 5 and 6 out of the 5th race. Race 6, it's 8 Brooklyn Hustle and 10 C Tonic, 8 and 10. Race 7, the Regal Roller is clear. Race 8, the PB Lawrence is clear. And race 9, it's number 7, Bellaria. Race 9, number 7 comes out. And the rider change there, race 3, number 11, Snitzer Peg, Jai McNeil. Race 3, number 11, Snitzer Peg is Jai McNeil. Eagle Farm Racing today. And we find a good 4 track for them. Very warm temperature of 28 degrees forecast. And they have 22 scratchings, the rail true. Race 1 is clear. In the second race, number 8, Unique Mystique. Race 2, number 8. The third, it's 8, Dubai Tycoon and 10, The Administrator. 8 and 10. Race 4, 7, The Tenor and 10, Yenar. 7 and 10. Race 5, 2, Remarkable Sun, 7, Elta Zahn and 13, Sky 1. 2, 7 and 13. Race 6, number 7, Hours to Keep and 10, Ice Frost, 7 and 10. Race 7, number 6, Madam Shazam, number 6. Race 8, it's 4 Prioritise, 5 Sword of Justice and 11 So Spirited, 4, 5 and 11. And Race 9, numbers 1, Bubbles Ball, 5, Red Dalton, 11, Alec, 15, Not on Your Nelly, and the emergencies 17, 18, 19 and 21. So that's 1, 5, 11, 15, 17, 18, 19 and 21. In Race 5, number 15, the Administrator Jackson Murphy. In Race 7, number 14, Red Dalton, Ron Stewart. Race 9, number 8, Such a Hussy, will be ridden by Michael Murphy. And also out of that last race, incidentally, numbers 20 and 22. So numbers 20 and 22 also out of that race that didn't fit on the page. So they've also come out. Let's have a look at our meetings today at both Parks and Narrandra. How are the two New South Wales venues today? Parks, good three, rail true. Just the one scratching, it's in the third race, number 8, Gina's Pride. Race 3, number 8, the only scratching at Parks. Whilst at Narrandra this afternoon, we find a good four and the rail in the true position. Races 1 and 2 clear. The third race, 5, Rocky High, as well as 13, Stafford and 14, Cobra Kai. 5, 13, 14. The fourth, it's 10, Never Tempted. 11, Valores, 10 and 11. Race 5, 6, Master Moving, number 6. Race 6, it's number 6, Bit of Faith, number 6. Race 7, number 1, Gangster's Curse, number 1. And no riding changes to bring you there. So that brings you up to date with our scratchings of our major metropolitan meetings today. We also have a listed race coming your way at Belmont today. And Morphettville is the other one that we might pass those on to you as well at Morphettville and give you those scratchings as we get a little closer to 8 o'clock and our preview hour. Here are the scratchings today for Morphettville. In the first race, no scratchings. Race 2, number 3, Juanamosa, number 3. The third race, 5, Buried Treasure, number 5. Race 4, number 9, Lunar Night, number 9. Race 5, 1, Bella Vella, 4, Akakan, 5, Fast Cash, 7, Suplex City, and 10, Biscara. 1, 4, 5, 7, and 10. Race 6, number 12, last one named. Race 7, it's 5, Behemoth, number 5. Race 8, 2, Sign of Ice, 3, Whenever, Wherever, 4, Desidero, 9, Done By Me, 14, With Hope. 2, 3, 4, 9 and 14 out of the 8th race. And the riding information, race 3, number 4, Tequila Time, will be ridden by the apprentice Gary Lowe. 3 minutes to 8 on Sky Sports Radio. We're coming up after 8 o'clock. Ron Duffersey will be back with us, along with Glenn Munsey from TAB and Simon Dinopoulos from Racing and Sports, to give us all of the latest at Randwick and try and tip us into a few winners on the Kenzo track this afternoon after 9 o'clock. For those of you listening on Sky Sports Radio, the Caulfield preview with Mark Hunter and David Gately. 9:30, it'll be Michael Maxworthy along to preview Eagle Farm. And at 9:45, the Kembla Grange. John Scorse, who's back from holidays, will be along to preview that meeting. Coming up at 10 o'clock on Sky Sports Radio, our regular Sydney preview at that hour with Paul Joyce, Andrew Hurley from TAB, and we'll have that between 10 and 10:30. Good to have you with us this morning. We'll take a short break. Back in a moment to preview the Kenzo track at Randwick.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications invites you to join the people's trainer, Richard Freeman, in a magnificent colt by Scissor Kick. Arrowfield's outstanding racehorse, now exciting new sire. Our colts from Miss Bax, a dual-winning three-quarter sister to four stakes winners, including Accomplice and Given. Join our Dynamic Richard Freeman team in this classic colt. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Mum, how great are the latest generation soundbars?
You can hear the leaves rustling softly in a breeze.
You can hear footy players swearing.
You can hear hummingbirds' wings fluttering.
You can hear explosions even louder.
Oh, yes, Lionel.
And wait till you hear this. Save 50% on a soundbar when you buy a matching TV 55 inches and above at Bingley.
Did I hear that right?
Yes, Mum. 50% off soundbars with TVs 55 inches and above.
Right now at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
It's TABS. Who are you backing? The game show for punters that makes a fun sound when you say yes. Ready, Eric?
Yes.
You did it! This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 and 2 at Randwick and Caulfield, TAB will give you a bonus bet back up to $50. Sound good?
Yes!
You did it again! Plus, in a TAB venue, you'll get the same offer on races 3 and 4. TAB.
Exclusive NWA residents. TAB account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Ribchester, the European champion miler 2 years running. Four fabulous Group 1 wins, including the Group 1 Queen Anne at Royal Ascot in record time.
Ribchester and William Buick are the Queen Anne winners.
Ribchester, a son of successful shuttle stallion Ifraj. Record-breaking form at a mile and free of Danehill and Danzig blood. For more information, visit Darley.com.